You probably noticed an increasing number of police departments, EMTs, health-related local organizations offer free Narcan training programs. In case you don't know what this is, Narcan's a medication that, when given to a drug addict who's overdosing, it will, in most cases, prevent them from dying. While obviously a valuable tool in the battle against drug abuse and addiction, Narcan is only a step, not a solution. Unless that addict gets the help they need to overcome their addiction, what's to prevent them from thinking, well, if I mess up again, they'll just hit me with another dose of that Narcan stuff, I'll be good again. I've seen many news stories about people overdosing being revived, and the police tell how that was the second, even third time, that they've used Narcan with that one person. If we refuse the help that's offered to us and choose to remain in the darkness, the lesson found in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 20 comes into that life. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Whether it's addiction, physical illness, emotional problems, falling prey to the extremism that spreads lies and conspiracies in our world, when someone in our life who we say we love is troubled, it's our duty as Christians to not just give them a Band-Aid and hope for the best. We are to attach actions to our prayers, to adhere what we learn in James chapter 2, verse 17. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Praying for that person still is the foundation of our works in his name. This is what we read in Psalm chapter 69, verse 13. But as for me, my prayers to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 is also known as the overcomer's prayer. The need to overcome can apply to us as well as to those around us. Its value is how it instructs us to pray. Reading here, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. What that tells us is to pray with frequency and with detail. In supplication, that means to ask in specifics. But unless we have faith when we ask, right, we will not receive. This is what Jesus says regarding that truth in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Now, this isn't to say that the addict can come along for a free ride to salvation. There are duties that rest with that person, too. Desiring an escape from the darkness and all that it offers is what Jesus gives insight into. Let's go to Luke chapter 11, verses 34 through 36. Jesus speaking, "The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part of dark, the whole body will be full of light as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light." Becoming free of addiction, certainly not an easy path. That's why many fear taking that first step about it. Yet if you can commit yourself with endurance and faith, you will be rewarded, which is the lesson that's found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also, meaning God, will deny us. Now back to those devoted to helping the addict in their lives. There are two levels of a person, the spirit and the flesh. Let's go to Mark chapter 14, verse 38. This is where Jesus tells us, "The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." That's your key to enter with. Counsel that person with an approach to their spirit. And if you need a cornerstone for that foundation, take them to Micah chapter 7, verses 7 through 9. "Therefore I will look to the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in the darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he pleads my case and executes justice for me, he will bring me forth to the light. I will see his righteousness." The lesson for you to be the strength for that person until they can develop their own is to persevere. James in James chapter 1, verse 25 reveals what that perseverance will wind up creating. "But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." And that blessing will be freedom from the darkness for that person that you're embracing with your love.